chat, two P's, two T's. And I always got my brothers here, Carlos and Randy.
Man, we back at it.
What's up, good peoples?
What's up, good people?
I need you to get into that mic, Randy.
What's up, good people?
There you go. There you go.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
There you go.
And just to add on, Randy was 35 minutes.
Late. Here we go.
Today. Count on it. Count on it.
35 minutes late.
You can take it to the bank.
You have to do them like an Ike Turner.
But that's only because I had to get the supplies that we needed.
The necessary supplies?
Absolutely.
All right. Yes. But you knew what time we was coming on it.
I did. But guess who called me and asked me how to get in here?
Here we go. This is my favorite part.
I'll be like Killer Price. Don't say goodbye.
Hey, Ray, you want to give a shout out to Amplify Radio?
Absolutely. Rise Radio, Amplify, Creatives of Color Podcast Network. Brought to you by Rise, of course, and Shane Morrow.
Man, one time for Shane.
And definitely a shout out to our sponsor.
Yes, sir.
Outpost Beverage.
Outpost V Horn.
Shout
them.
Out.
Let's
V Horn.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all, man. Thanks for the love.
You know, I went down there to the shop last week, a couple weeks ago, man, and that place is nice.
It's clean.
Yeah, it's real clean and neat. You know, like, I definitely will go back down there again to get some stuff, man.
So let me ask, because you said that earlier, like, all liquor stores aren't clean and nice when you walk in there?
I mean,
I've seen a couple,
man. You walk in there, man.
They're pretty straight, but.
Yeah, you walk into a couple of them, dog, and look on the floor, and they got that curl juice film on the floor.
I see them streaks. Where y'all going in?
You got the marble little streaks on the floor from the old dirty mop water.
They say I can be bougie, so I evidently I'm going in and bougie.
I might have been called bougie a time or two.
You ain't got
man.
No boxes on the floor. And,
okay. Right.
I just wanted to know what y'all was up to. That's all.
Scandally clad types walking around the back aisle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The bathroom key got a hubcap on it.
Right.
Or a piece of a cut-off broomstick or something. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I've been there before.
But see, what did I say? Did I say outpost or old post?
I'm almost going to say you said out.
It's old
post. It should have said old post.
I need y'all to get on y'all games and make corrections when it's needed.
I need you to know where you go. You walk inside these people's establishment. You walk inside their establishment, don't even know where you're at.
Right. You got the address while we correcting?
Of course. 3472 Battlefield Parkway. That's down in Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia. Old Post Beverage. Go down there and support local. You know, nice place. Some great owners who own it. And tell them Sip and Chat sent you. Two P's, two T's.
Let's go around and do this wellness check, fellas. Y'all know how it go. Brother Dane, talk to us.
Man, so listen, the day's been pretty good. The week's been pretty good. Get to go celebrate Friday with my son. He's graduating from the police academy. So
damn, is that time already?
Is that time already?
One time.
Hi, little DJ.
Yes, sir.
He picked the wrong side of the hall to be on, but, you know, that's all right.
It's okay.
That's all right. Everything is good. Grandbaby is doing well.
Good deal, man.
Getting his personality together.
That's it.
Looking forward to him to start walking and you know, us doing granddaddy and grandbaby things.
Ride or die.
But, yeah, everything is good. Health is good. Work is good.
That's what's up.
What about you, Brother Randy? How you doing?
I'm pleased, man. As always, everything is everything. I was recently received a quote, choose to enjoy this day and every day.
Okay.
So okay. I have chose to enjoy every day. But yeah, all is well. All is well on my end.
That's a good quote, man. I like that.
Say that quote again. Enjoy this day.
Choose to enjoy. Yeah.
This day and every day.
Every day. Yeah.
And that's interesting, man. I was talking to one of my coworkers today, and we were talking about surveys that have been going around, and they had a conversation at their location, and got off into the weeds on some things that really didn't affect them directly, and that was part of the conversation. Like, you know, if it doesn't affect you directly, then why are you worried about it? Because at the end of the day, big picture, and I know I'm always going deep on stuff, unpause. We get tied up in things, man, that don't really bring us any kind of benefit.
True.
Big picture, we don't know when that last day or that last hour, that last second is going to come for us.
Absolutely.
So it would be a shame to spend it, whatever that last moment is, worried about something that you can't even control. Right. It doesn't really affect you directly or whatever. So when you say to choose to do it, to be intentional with your time, you know, a lot more people need to remember that part.
Right. Yeah.
Because a lot of times we get so tied up in things that don't affect us directly and really don't move the needle one way or another,
right,
that we get in the weeds about stuff like that and miss out on the real moments, right? Like you said, with your grandson, with your son and graduating and stuff, the things that really matter,
yeah,
the things that do affect us directly, the things that we can enjoy, those moments with the ones that we love and care for. So that was a good quote, man. Appreciate you, dog.
And that wasn't when you said that you all were doing a
survey.
Survey.
For the thing that we do.
Okay. Dig that. I mean, you know, we had to have talked about, there's some things that we mentioned that our listeners don't know about. So right. I'm just trying to make sure that it wasn't anything that
didn't pertain
to that.
No, this is internal, man. It's just the relevance of the conversation that I had surrounding the survey versus what you just said in that quote was poignant. Mm-hmm. To say the least.
Mm. Somebody's been in his word of the day.
You know, as a friend of mine told me a long time ago that I curse too much, I need to read more. So I took that. I hadn't been too long, got out of the military or whatever, and it was what it was. But my man told me that. I trust what he said, and I took heed to that, man, and started broadening my vocabulary and vernacular, you know,
getting you a little bit more culture.
You know, just trying to get in there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I brought in some Third Street chicken and laws and fish, and he looked at me crazy like,
"Who?
Man, you got to be more cultured, man."
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh no! I'm gonna dig right into this as soon as I get the opportunity.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
What about you, brother Carlos? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good, dog. Thank you for asking. No complaints on my end. Life is doing what life is doing. I'm in this chapter, man. I'm owning it. I'm really like living in the moment and enjoying the moment. You know, if I get up in the morning and I want to take a stroll downtown, I put my shorts and shoes and t-shirt on and go out there and do it. If I want to lay down and take a nap on the couch or whatever, hey, I lay down and do it. I'm practicing being very intentional and being in the moment. And it feels good, man. Like I said before on one of the previous podcasts, I'm transitioning from this survival mode to actually living, and I'm really enjoying that, man. A lot of people never really get to experience that because we're raised in the culture of being in survival mode, and you never really get to experience like actually being able to sit in the moment, take a deep breath, and just be there.
Yeah. To see what that looks like.
Right, and not worried about what's going to happen tomorrow or what's about to hit you. You know what I'm saying? You're just right there in the moment and enjoying where you are right then.
But it's hard though, man.
It is.
It's you know,
and it's a hard transition.
Yeah.
It almost came with some anxiety when I first got into it, like realizing what mode I was in and where I wanted to be. There was some anxiety flares because even when I got to the point where I knew in my heart that there was nothing for me to do, you know, or be or worry about, I was still like worried about, okay, what am I missing?
Yeah.
What's about to hit me? What's coming around the corner? What are the possibilities with these things that are going on around me or whatever? And day by day, chipping away at that, man, and just being, like I said, intentional with my time and my efforts and the people that I hang out with, man, it's getting better and better every day. And I'm really enjoying it.
Man, I think the – and it's good. I'm glad to hear everybody's doing well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still more life to live out there.
Exactly.
I've been listening to a lot of audiobooks here lately, and John Maxwell is by far one of my favorite authors and motivational speakers. So just to get snippets from him, you know, is good. But I want to get to where, you know, I want to write a book.
What are you waiting on?
And that's the thing. What are you waiting on? You know, and it's just about doing it, mm-hmm. just stepping out and doing it. You have the time. You know,
you have the time.
Yeah, I have the time. But it's just about doing it.
Right.
I think some episodes back, you said something, and it relates to this right here.
Like, okay.
And I can't remember right now what you said.
I know what you're talking about. I remember.
Yeah.
Well, what did I say? Yep. Tell me.
Basically, if you got something you want to do, or excuse me, or if there's a dream of yours, just step out there and do it.
Right.
Because one thing is, they said the richest place in the world is the cemetery.
And I think you followed that comment with that when I made that statement. So, you followed it with that.
But, you know, just like it for everybody, for us, like, is there something that we want to do and we just hadn't had the opportunity, or we come up with excuses on why we haven't done it? Whether it's going back to school or quitting a job, you know, writing a book.
Even starting a podcast.
Starting a podcast, yeah. You know.
Two P's, two T's.
That was my idea. But yeah, you know, it's. I think life gets in the way sometimes, and we forget about.
I think we make excuses, though, sometimes. Life does get in the way sometimes. When you got family and kids and all these things going on or whatever, life can get in the way. But I think sometimes it's us, right?
Maybe it's fear.
But that's what I'm going to say. Yeah. Just getting ready to say. That goes back to the last episode that we did. We talked about what you said was, I can't remember the words you used because we were kind of back and forth. And I said, so how would that mean that? But anyway, it kind of goes back to that last podcast that we were talking about, how we let things stop us
or
get in the way.
Yeah.
You know, gosh, I wish I could remember what it was, the word that you used. And I was kind of, because I asked you, I said, well, explain that, because it doesn't really make sense to me why you would use that word. When I think it's fear, because I begin to explain about.
I think sometimes we get comfortable in whatever funk we're in.
Comfortable.
We get comfortable with, like, and complacent, right? We get comfortable in the mode or the cycle that we live. Mm-hmm. And when you get to thinking outside of that cycle or whatever, it can be a little scary, because it's like going, it's like learning how to swim for the first time when you've been walking or driving or whatever.
Confidence was the word that you used when we talked about something very similar to this. So.
Yeah, I had to go back and take a listen to that again.
Yeah, because you didn't listen to the last one.
He might have been on that Jeeps.
Yeah, that was that one. But you know, that's the one he didn't want to put out there.
One of my best ones.
Exactly, and he still ain't listening.
Still haven't listened to it yet.
Just so y'all know, this is going to be episode number 13.
13, okay.
At 13 minutes into the podcast. Okay,
that's what I'm talking about.
Little Easter egg for those listeners out there.
Okay, we moving on up like George and Weezy.
To the east side, baby. Yeah, but the confidence, getting used to doing something different outside of your norm or whatever. I know even in like relationships, right? You can know that something's bad for you, but because you're used to the routine of what it is, you tend to stay into it, because as uncomfortable as it is, you're comfortable with the routine.
What about other people's perception of what you may be doing? Does that keep people from?
I think that's their fault. I think that's their fault.
But yes, I think it does.
Yeah, you know,
I think it does. Until you understand or have an understanding of self worth and what that looks like to you, no matter what it looks like to somebody else.
Yeah,
you go ahead and step out there and do what you got to do, because again, it's you,
and it's not,
and it's your life,
and it's not your fault the way that they see you. I don't think, and that's a problem that we have.
But it's fear, it's confidence, you know. For some,
he used
one thing that my son said one time,
I had to bring it up. Though, but I appreciate that.
I didn't agree with something he was doing.
Who was that?
My son.
It's okay, my son, you ain't.
And he said, "Well, it may not make sense to you, but it makes sense to me."
He said that on a previous episode. Yeah, you know, right. I remember that.
And I think people need to, you know, really understand that your dream is your dream. Your path is your path. Yeah. So if it's something you want to do. I had a young kid. I was talking at one of the schools one time a couple years ago, and the kid was probably trying to make a joke about it. You know, I was going around the room asking them what is it that they wanted to do outside. He said, "I want to grow weed." Ha 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 ha. Okay, well, let's talk about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
He because, didn't think you were going to even.
Yeah, because yeah, that's
yeah,
a billion-dollar industry now.
Right, switched it up
right,
on it.
Right.
You know, if I would have said that when I was in school, oh, you got to go to the principal's office. No, let's talk about it.
You have to go to the bad kid's school. You have to go to the bad kid's school.
But, you know, if that's his dream, who are we to say, that's stupid. You don't need to do that. You know.
Yeah. Well, it's a different time now, man. So people are saying things in different ways than they did back when we were growing up. There's a lot of things that were taboo that you just didn't even talk about. You know, when it came to religion, when it came to drugs, when it came to alcohol, and some of the other things that people tend to indulge in. Some of those things you didn't have those conversations, which is crazy, because in so many ways it held us back as a society and as a culture. But as we've like gotten into this era of life or whatever, I mean, it's not uncommon to have those conversations about like marijuana and the businesses that can like spring out of growing crops of marijuana. You know, for so long, you know, you heard those films they used to play in school about marijuana makes your memory lapse and make men turn into women and women turn into men. And
I don't know about all that.
Oh, either that commercial where they fried the eggs.
They fried the eggs. This is your brain on drugs.
This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs.
Right. Hey, put some salt and pepper on mine.
Give me a little cheese.
It's got it covered. Love it.
And that, again, those were fear tactics.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Because, propaganda. You know,
every birthday, I'm forgetting something.
You just think about it. I mean, there's a lot more into it. And what people don't realize is that when those things were put out, there was a clash against the lumber industry and the hemp industry, mm-hmm. which was the big issue, right? The lumber industry wanted to knock out the competition because, if I remember right, in history, we were told that some of our official documents were written on hemp.
Yeah.
And that you can use it for so many.
Was it the Constitution?
Randy?
I'll check it out.
You want to check it out?
Yeah.
But one of them was written on hemp. So at some point, hemp wasn't that bad. And I think one of the guys, was it Ben Franklin or one of our founding fathers that was a big inventor or whatever, had like wheat and hemp crops or whatever that he used stuff on. Yeah. So it wasn't that uncommon that those things were being grown or whatnot. It's just it got to a point to where somebody thought that, okay, this is the competition, so I've got to knock them out. Yeah. And to knock things out, unfortunately, you demonize it, right?
And that's the, you know, money,
mm-hmm.
because you're taking away from
greed. Those things.
Fun fact, you guys are correct. The Constitution was written on hemp paper. The Constitution and the Declaration of Independence
both
were written on parchment.
Parchment paper?
Yeah.
Would you make cookies on?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
This ain't even AI or IE or whoever it is. But yeah, but it does say let me take that back.
Talk to me now.
Going further now.
What'd it say?
It says that the Constitution was originally written on hemp paper. According to the National Constitution Center.
Okay.
And they claim that it was a hoax. But it's not true. So the document was actually written on parchment.
Parchment paper?
Yes. So the whole hemp paper is a hoax, according to Wikipedia.
Well, you know, Wikipedia's not 100% factual either, right?
Okay, no, I didn't know that. So
yeah, it depends on who makes the entry to Wikipedia, which is the big back and forth about Wikipedia. It does have some good resources in it, but because just about anybody can go in and make an entry on it, it's not 100% factual.
Oh, really?
Right.
Okay.
What, you didn't know that? Wikipedia. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I know I've gotten away from it, you know, a little bit now, but
I'm gonna tell you, man, that AI has definitely made us dumber, but it made life so much easier for us.
I've never used it.
You never? Don't use it.
Really?
I love it.
So you telling Randy though?
If you ain't started,
but he love it.
Hey, Randy, man, don't like that girl, man. She bad for you, dog. I love her. I love her, man.
And I want more of it. Okay, yeah, you got it.
I've been going over there since day one, man.
You got it.
You don't want to go over there, man. She bad for you, Randy.
to step out on faith, as they say.
AI?
No. I'm sorry.
Give him some water. Pivot.
No, but when it comes to your dreams, just to step out on faith, you know. For me, I know I'm gonna get started on this book.
You should, man. I think that everybody has a story. And the thing about that is 7 billion people on this planet, you never know what impact your story may have on someone else. My mom wrote a book and it was about her childhood and having me and kind of navigating life.
It's probably a horror story now.
Whenever I came into the scene, it was theme music when I was born, like, da-na-na, da-na-na-na, da-na-na, da-na-na. No, but she shared some things in that book that made me uncomfortable. But in the middle of it, I had to realize that that was her story.
That's her story, yeah.
And I had to respect that, regardless of how I felt about it, it was her story. And somebody is going to benefit from that story,
right?
Big picture, regardless of how I felt about it. So it was selfish of me to feel some kind of way about it or to kind of back off, you know what I'm saying, and feel some kind of way about it versus just accepting it, congratulating her, and being happy, and then looking forward to that person wherever they are out there in the world. And she actually had it entered into the Library of Congress.
Okay.
So a copy of that book can be found in D.C. in the Library of Congress. Shout out to my mama. She's a real dynamo and one to be reckoned with out here in these city streets of Chattanooga.
Man, so I was listening. I was reading this. And I don't know her. But her name is Yolanda. But they was telling the story about her, how she come from inner city. She had kids young. Nobody in her family graduated from high school. And, you know, she ended up having like 3 or 4 kids by the age of 22.
Okay.
But she wanted something different in her life. And she stepped away from, I want to say, Birmingham and moved away.
Okay.
And getting around the right folks, she took her upbringing. She removed her kids from that upbringing.
Right.
And ended up going to college.
Okay.
Ended up getting her bachelor's degree, master's degree, and doctorate. And it's just about, you know, just stepping out. Like, your story doesn't, you're the determining factor in your story.
Right. Your surroundings don't have to define you.
Yeah.
You get to dictate the definition of who you are. My mom, just about everybody's heard the story by now, but my mom had me when she was 14 years old. And she's gotten her master's, I think, thus far, and has made plenty of accomplishments and leaps and bounds and doing the wrong thing. Strong testament to women, to the black women, you know. So to know where she came from and to be right there in the trenches with her while she was going through it, learning about life, learning about herself, learning about how things are getting done, and to see where she is now, I can't begin to explain how proud I am of her and the things that she's overcome along the way.
Shout out to Ms. Linda.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There we go. Yeah, man.
But then we also got to realize, man, those hard times make you better. And
true.
One thing that my brother Alan Green said, whenever I hear him tell his story.
And he got one.
Yes, he does.
Man, he got a story.
I don't even know if you want to call that a story.
What he went through was to help somebody else.
Like, right. And even how he came out on the other side.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's amazing. You know, like some people would say, man, I wish I could change my upbringing. I wish I can change my background, my story. I went through that so you wouldn't have to.
Right. Well, it's that storyline, right? Like I said, you should write your book because you don't know who's out there waiting.
Right.
To see or hear or read that story.
Yeah. Who you could be helping.
Right. But basically, who's out there waiting, you know, probably just spinning their wheels right now in just neutral.
Yeah.
And then when your storyline comes across or whatever, they finally get in gear and get it jumping. You know what I'm saying? So brother, I implore you to whatever is holding you back, whatever that stumbling block is, to remove it and
get the testimony.
Laziness.
But it would be a testimony for yourself.
Exactly what it is.
Put out there.
One book turned into two, three. You know, right. It's just about getting started.
Because I used to say the same thing about when I was going through my divorce, or after I've gone through it, some of the things that went on, you know, I wasn't ashamed to tell my story, because to me, shit, somebody needed to hear it.
Right.
You know, even though, you know, it was twisted and it was on the other end, you know, it was on the other end of the other spectrum, but to tell somebody, I'm like, damn, that shit actually happened. Like, yeah, you know, and I don't regret not one day of it, because it made me and molded me into who I am today when it comes to relationships, myself, you know, knowing what love is and how I want it to be loved and how love looks to me. So with several other things, but I don't regret that moment in the middle at all.
Exactly. You know. And it's the thing about relationships or whatever. We grow up thinking, we grew up being taught and shown, it's instilled in us that, you know, you're supposed to be married, you're supposed to have 2.5 kids, you're supposed to do all these things. But you realize along the way that there are dynamics to that.
Yeah, right? I still trip off the 0.5 kids. Like,
that's what the things say, dog. The stats say that.
Was that AI or IBM?
It was in a magazine. Yeah, somebody did the statistics, I guess, on like the American dream, right? And that was it. It was like 2.5 kids. And I had to read it twice or whatever, make sure I was reading it right. But that was it, right? But when you grow up and get to a certain point, or not necessarily grow up, when you live and get to a certain point and you've had certain things put in front of you, you realize that's not for everybody.
Right.
You know, because you got people out there that's got 10, 12 kids. Mm-hmm. And people out there that's got none, mm-hmm. you know, and they're living their life. You know, the American dream in itself is that, I think, I'm speaking for Carlos, I think is that one thing or things that you do that you enjoy, that bring you peace, that doesn't take from anybody else, you know?
Yeah, the American dream is whatever your dream is for you.
Right, and not what someone lays on you. But growing up, all the movies, all the cartoons, the Disney characters, the whole nine yards is more of a love story that ends in them getting together through whatever storm or whatever, and living happily ever after. And it's that part that I've struggled with along the way, that happily ever after part, because we think, or we tend to think, that we get to a certain point in life and you won't have any more problems. Everything kind of levels off, and from that point on,
you just get to a peace. Point where you just don't care. you get to a point where you don't care no more.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
It's not that you don't care, but you don't care about what people think about you no more.
And that's, I'm not saying that's maturity. I'm not saying that in a bad way, but you just get to a point where it just doesn't matter.
Right.
Well, it goes back to
about
the,
me.
Right.
Focusing on me.
And it goes back to the earlier conversation or whatever. We worry too much about what people think about us instead of living our lives. Right. We won't do certain things because, well, what is the church going to say about it? What are my coworkers going to think about it? What are my neighbors going to think about it?
Impression that it may give.
Because of the impression that it may give, or the persona that you've built.
Right.
You know, and now this is going to put a kink in that, because you're actually being your true self.
Yeah.
Right.
But
not that it's a bad thing, being your true self or whatever, but it's the freedom that a lot of us don't experience throughout life.
Yeah.
Some people go their whole life worried about what the next person thinks about them. There are houses in our city, and in other cities, I'm sure. But speaking of Chattanooga, that I've seen, there are houses that people have bought simply because they want to fit into a particular dynamic or socioeconomic status or whatever.
Yeah, even area.
Whatever. But then you go into that house and they can't afford the furniture to outfit it, or the curtains, or, you know, all the things, right?
I've seen that, yeah.
You go in there and they got sheets on the windows, they got an air mattress on the floor, but they got this big, pretty house in the middle of blase block community, and they're paying HOA fees and doing the whole thing. And it has to be tiring, because for us, we have the professional us and we have that home us, right? Mm-hmm. But then now you've got the dynamic of the you, the version of you that your neighbors in your community knows.
Yeah.
And it's got to be stressful, because at what point and in what space can you just be you?
Man, you know what? Our good friend Robert Barber. We got to get Robert on.
We got to get Robert on here. Fan.
Yeah, shout out to Robert Barber.
One time.
We had lunch last week, and he said, he said, your success, and I'm summarizing, you know, what he said, but your success can be based off of the people that you hang around.
I heard him when he said that during the leadership class that we had.
Mm-hmm. And when you think about that, it's just being surrounded by people that's going to challenge you.
Right.
Push you, support you, tell you when you're wrong.
Yeah, that should be your circle, period, though.
You know, but everybody should again, be.
Everyone doesn't have that, though.
Yeah, everybody doesn't have that.
I remember, and you saying that, as soon as you said this one thing came up, there was an event that I had gone to. And while I was there, someone else there was celebrating their birthday that weekend. And somebody must have asked the person what were they going to do for the weekend or whatever. He was like, well, I'm going to go out and buy the biggest bottle of blah, 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 and I'm going to drink it all up. And he's talking about alcohol or whatever.
Right.
He makes it a point to look at me and said, well, you don't know nothing about that no more, do you? And I was like, I don't want to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? because to me, that's not cool no more.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
There was a time, right?
Yeah.
But in this chapter, in this version of who I am or whatever, buying the biggest bottle that I can afford and trying to drink it all up in one setting just doesn't make any sense anymore to me. That hurts even thinking about it.
Yeah. He's still living that same life.
From whenever he was
trying to make reference to you.
Yeah. And it's like, no, I don't know nothing about that no more, because I don't live like that no more. You know, for me, a couple of sips and you can leave me alone. Yeah. I'm good.
Hey, I'm gonna drink that bottle when I'm watching Tennessee play. I'm gonna have a good time by myself.
And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you about him.
RTD,
whatever.
The dude had an attitude when Tennessee lost that game the other week.
I was pretty fine. Randy got to talking shit.
He had an attitude.
He's talking about some gold dog.
It worked.
he was big mad.
But I would want to do that at home. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't want to do that.
Right.
Drink a whole, what?
Again.
It depends on, know what I'm saying?
It takes all kind to make the world go round.
Yeah. Hey, if it worked for you, if you want to watch Tennessee lose and then cry the end of your bottle or whatever,
thank y'all for listening to Sip and Chat.
On the next Sip and Chat.
So before we move forward, I did look up the American Dream.
Okay,
so talk to me. So let me just, because I know you said something about 2.5, and it doesn't really state anything. It says it typically includes the aspirations of owning a home, mm-hmm, having a good job, and providing a better life for one's children. However, the interpretation and accessibility of the American Dream are increasingly debated, with some questioning whether it remains attainable for all.
So listen, that's an updated version. You just said,
and that's AI. So yes, let me put that version out there.
But that's outdated. So these kids now,
but I mean,
they
just
don't wanna,
looking through.
Yeah, they don't want to own a home. They don't want the responsibility.
You have a small handful of them. Let's just say a handful of them that do want those things.
Yeah, I mean, everything is a smaller, but
right,
for the most part, they want to do things their way.
Yeah.
You know, so again, hey, you need to work a job that's going to get you benefits. No, I'm going to work a job that I enjoy doing. I make less money, and I'm okay with that,
right,
versus working a job. And so Hayden Shaw, he wrote a book, Sticking Points.
I'm going to start reading a little bit more, because y'all coming in here with all these.
This is probably one of the best books that you can read. But basically, it talks about the different generations. Like, we have five generations, you know, the traditionalists, the baby boomers, the Gen X's, the millennials, and now the Gen Z's. But he talks about how each generation thinks that the next generation is stupid. They don't know what they're doing. And it ain't so much that they don't know what they're doing. It's just about, like, we have to be able to understand each other. You know, the older folks, you know, the baby boomers, traditionalists, you know, they may have had want to meet face to face. Well, now things have changed. These folks don't want to meet face to face. Hey, send me an email, send me a text message. Let's get on Zoom or Google Meets to have a meeting. You know, just things are just different now. And right. instead of trying to change this younger generation, now we just need to get to understand them. Because to me, this generation that we have now are some very smart individuals. Because again, we come from that upbringing where, hey, you need to work this job till you retire. Well, I don't even like the job.
I like it right now, but I don't like it tomorrow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You only like it for a couple of benefits with
money, to pay whatever. Until something that's better come along.
Right.
I googled the average American has how many kids. According to AI Overview, the average American woman is expected to have about 1.6 children in her lifetime, a figure that is below population replacement level of 2.1 children. This is a historical low, as in the early 1900s, women had around 7 on average. Yeah.
In my line of work today, I see that. And if it's seven, yeah.
Oh my word.
And they only have 4 and 5, 4 bedrooms. So.
And the rate was 3.7 in 1960.
Can you imagine the child support on that?
Like it'll be all by different fathers too.
Yeah. I mean, again, the American dream. Some people go out for that, right? And please forgive me if I am misquoting or have this all turned around. But I think that the Catholic denomination, they don't believe in contraceptive.
I'm not Catholic.
So they tend to just, you know, have at it.
Right.
You know.
The Catholics?
From what I understand. If I'm wrong.
From what you understand or from what you're reading?
I'm not reading it right now. I'm reading about these 7 kids.
Okay. Copy that.
In the early 1900s.
Well, you ain't too far off. You got what, 3, 4?
Ooh.
All girls,
and I love each and every one of them.
Shout out to the Hampton Clan.
Out to the Ham fam.
That boy did not tap out.
So my grandma said he was lazy.
Hey, like your boy, Fabulous, the rapper, said, he said, you must be horrible at Jenga.
And for those that don't get it, he means pulling it.
They horrible at Jenga.
Yeah.
But I love the man, it's different now.
It is different now. From a standpoint of the world's come so far, but with that, how much have we lost?
Man, so what you saying that, right? The world has come so far. But if you look into the media today, it's like, have we really come that far?
In some ways. And in some ways we have not, and in some ways we've actually regressed. The current political climate, this whole freedom of speech deal is going on, the Jimmy Kimmel deal. Today is September 24th. And for those that are paying attention to the timeline, Jimmy Kimmel was put back on air last night for his first show after being suspended indefinitely by ABC and its affiliates and parent companies. And even in that, there were affiliates under the mother affiliate, a mother corporation that did not air.
Yeah.
So there were, I think it's about 20% of the country did not see the Jimmy Kimmel show or didn't have access through regular network television to the Jimmy Kimmel live show last night. 20%.
It's sad, man. It's, you know.
It a lot of people made it about Jimmy Kimmel, that particular scenario. It is about the amendments to the Constitution. Jimmy Kimmel was just the face of the deal. Now I'm not going to get into the ins and outs of that because I don't want to get political or religious or whatever. But the amendments are those things that, like being in Chattanooga, metaphor. Being in Chattanooga, the mountains have always been there. Mm-hmm. And so we get up in the morning and we tend not to appreciate the mountains. But I had an aunt from Milwaukee. She's passed away and God bless her soul. She was an angel. But whenever she would come to town, she would have to go on top of Lookout Mountain.
Yeah.
Would have to. the mountains have always been there for us, like our amendments. In our lifetime, the amendments have always been there. And so we've never really, like, and as some people, I'm sure, have, like, looked into them and, like, get the T-shirts and the posters and the whole nine yards, whatever. But a lot of us, and counting myself, hadn't really, like, appreciated the freedoms afforded to us by the amendments to the Constitution. And it seems like lately, more and more of those things are being challenged, all but the second.
Yeah, you know, the thing, because I've been overseas a few times, and man, you just appreciate coming back to the United States because of the struggles that go on in some areas of the world. But yeah, we won't jump into
we won't do that, because we are all about peace and love, and because of what we do, that could possibly come back to haunt us.
Yeah, we don't need those issues
at all. We don't need those issues. Yeah. Still gotta pay them bills, baby.
Hey man, did y'all shit, we
if you're listeners, we need sponsorship.
Send us the sponsorship. You think we can get Dame Dash a sponsor, since he's a
he can't even now? Sponsor himself. The man said all he wants for Christmas is two front teeth. Dame Dash.
I said you guys are dumb.
Right.
Dumb. But that's life, right?
Yeah.
When you're moving forward like that, there are going to be some advances. There are going to be some setbacks. Because nothing's absolute. You know, you think because of, like, technology, we're able to, like, pull up information at the drop of a dime.
Yeah.
Right? But I remember I actually could recite phone numbers, multiple phone numbers, not just four or five, but, like, my mom, my grandfather, my dad, my aunt, my cousins, Pizza Hut. I mean, multiple phone numbers I could just recite.
Yeah.
You know, right.
We had to use that.
And now, I just about only know my phone number.
Yeah, and 911. That's it.
And 911. Yeah. I mean, but that's the setback to having these advances, right?
Right.
And 777-9311. That's
baby. What's your phone number? Oh, Morris Day. Keep the change, baby. Jerome, go get my change.
But man, life is good, man. It's what you make it.
It is,
be
definitely.
And some people don't have it as good as others.
Right.
Some people have it better than others, but you know.
And some people don't realize how good they got it.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, regardless of all the things that are going on right now in this country or whatever, there are some things that make me proud to be an American. I did serve my 4-year obligation in the U.S. Navy, and it gave me a lot of perspective. Like you said, I traveled to different countries and got to see what life was like in other countries, and also realized the comparison
in those countries
and our country.
So you know what they say, 100 Navy sailors go down and 50 couples come up. That's what the people said. That ain't what I said.
On the next, sip and chat. And but like real deal or whatever, I'm proud to have served. Now, I actually joined the military because I had a kid at an early age, and my recruiter lied to me and told me that I could give my GI Bill to my daughter. Which at that time, back in 93, you could not do that. From what I understand now, you can.
Yeah, you can.
But I was going in to solidify her future. But while I was in there, I actually learned a lot, man. I met some great people from all walks of life. Mm-hmm. I seen some awesome things, some awesome sceneries or whatever, some history. And really got to see outside of the four corners that I grew up on, right? Which gave me a lot of perspective on life, on people, on religion, on politics. I mean, just a whole host of things. And even to this day, at 51 years old, go ahead and do it.
Damn.
At 51 years old, to this day, one of my biggest, like, soapbox issues is veterans that go off and serve their country at whatever level and come back to nothing.
Yeah.
You know, because it's sold to us to be one of the most honorable things that you could do for your country. And over time, over history.
I think it's gotten better, though. It's gotten better.
It's gotten a little bit better, but yeah, it still can get.
It's nothing like it was, you know, when those guys were coming back from Vietnam.
True.
Know, those guys were literally getting off the boats and planes. And
God and bless nothing. Each and every one of them, man. God bless each and every one of them. Shout out to all our veterans, man. One time.
So things have gotten a lot better. A lot better. And, you know, just fortunate because I've had two deployments to Iraq, you know, and fortunate to come back and still have the support that I have from my family and friends. Mm-hmm. But some people didn't.
Some people don't.
You know, a lot of people went off to the military because they didn't have nothing.
Right. And believe it or not, there have been cases where young men and women that have been troubled or have gotten in trouble along the way, it was an ultimatum.
Yeah.
Where they could either go into the military
or go to jail.
Yeah. And it actually saved some lives doing that. Now, I mean, a rotten egg's a rotten egg. But for some of them that were just misguided, misled, they actually made whole careers out of it and did a total 180.
I suggest that to kids now, you know, and even adults. Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't know what you want to do, then go off to the military, get you a trade.
Let's pause for a minute, man. You know what we didn't do?
Yeah, I know.
We did not talk about what we're sipping on.
Yeah, we didn't give a shout out.
I mean, the sip come before the chat, don't
we? Yeah, we didn't get. Well, I was actually.
You need to get on your job right now. You was 35 minutes late.
No.
Can I get that plate?
Get used to that.
And I want y'all to know that Damien brought a smorgasbord of fried delights.
We're going to shout him out, too.
I was hungry, man.
Fried delectable delights.
Right.
He has brought in for us to partake in. So not only are we sipping, but we are grubbing.
These mics go have chicken grease and fish grease.
So today.
Okay.
We actually.
We got napkins down?
Thanks,
man. You're all right.
Have had some Arundale.
Mm-hmm.
And correct me if I'm wrong at some point, but it's a cane rum, pure cane juice. It was actually given to us from one of our listeners.
And we appreciate you. Thank you very much.
And it comes from, this is the horny rum.
What?
Penny dropper. I'm reading all of this. I am reading all of this from the label.
Okay, talk to us, Rand.
But it says the horny rum.
Okay.
Panty dropper.
Yeah.
Arundale.
Cane rum.
Distilled from pure cane juice.
Mm-hmm.
Aged in oak cask.
And three dudes drinking that. No bueno.
Right. 80 proof. But it is delicious.
It's good. It's really good.
It has a hint of sweetness to it as well.
It's got you two got a big little sugar cane sitting in the middle of
right. And it has a little bite on it, but it's good. It's smooth. It is very smooth. And we are also
Arundale.
Did you get the gizzards?
Arundale. And we're also drinking on some lemonade from Moe's Lemonade. It's the blue kind. I don't know which one that is as far as the name or the flavor. I know it's not orgasmic.
And oh my goodness.
And then but we want to give a special shout out to Moe's Lemonade.
Yes, we do. Thank you for your service.
Yeah. Moe's Lemonade is brought to you by Lakeisha Irving.
Okay.
Lakeisha Irving.
Oh my God.
I just call her Mo when I see it.
You are butchering it all.
I know it. We'll get it right next time.
Now, is that the lady with the trailer?
Yes. Mo Lemonade.
Okay. Full circle.
She got a trailer now, right?
Yeah.
What's her name? Sunday.
Right.
Shout out to her. Yeah.
Shout out
to all the local entrepreneurs in Chattanooga, man. Do your part to support local. If you're not, then shame on you. For those that say that there's nothing going on in Chattanooga, for all of these local entrepreneurs and entertainment, food, culture, there's a whole host of entrepreneurs in Chattanooga that are doing their own thing, man, and staying in their own lane, getting things done. So for anybody that says that there's nothing to do in Chattanooga, shame on you. You're not tuned in. You're not getting out. You're not supporting. And that's what we got to do. If you'd rather drive to Nashville, Knoxville, Atlanta, to support whatever's going on there and drive right past somebody right here in your own hometown and support them, shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad y'all said that.
But let me give the caveat.
Go ahead with the caveat.
But for our entrepreneurs, customer service goes a long way. If you have a business and you're trying to push your business out into the community or whatever, make sure you have good customer service, because those stars mean a lot. So if you get one star on Google or on Yelp, then shame on you on the other end of that.
Hey, so does that mean we need to start supporting Diamonds and Laces instead of Magic City?
I don't know.
Did he not say support local?
Mm-mm. We ain't got nothing local like that.
We need to bring back Puss in Boots.
You wrong for that. You wrong for that.
Hey, we need to get her on the episode too, man. Cause Puss in Boots? No.
Yeah, did you see my face? I'm like, who we need to?
Moe's Lemonade, man. Yeah,
we can do that. As we sit here, I mean, I think I'm just contemplating in a wild hair moment. Pause. if it's possible for us to get some vendors, including her, like,
I'll do that.
Bring them all, you know, and just give their, you know, yeah, what they do, yeah, what yeah, they, yeah. You know, at some point.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about getting old Nick White out here, man.
Shout out to Swirl, man.
The dude, hey, if you know Swirl, man, you already know. We ain't got to tell you. That dude is a character, man. Chattanooga native.
What staple. Is that? Trap?
Trap Food Union Commission. I think they got a little food truck game going on out there. Nick Swirl, you don't know Swirl? Get that blue jeans out. You've seen him before.
What'd he do?
He does the Bamanuga Wings.
Oh, so Bamanuga Wings.
Bamanuga Wings. That's one of the things that he does, though. Yeah, I mean, Swirl's all over the place, man, where he is. Chattanooga native, like I said, if you know him, you know him.
He got several podcasts too.
He also has the clothing line that's been out for over 20 something years already. Yeah. Speakeasy.
Didn't know that.
Yes. I bought a couple of shirts over the years from him, man. Him and a couple other cats.
Great family, man.
Yeah, good dude, man. A live wire in this city, man. If you know him, if you've ever seen him out and about partying, you know that he is the real deal.
Seen him on TikTok, actually.
He's the truth.
It's a trap. I have to find it, but they need to get him on the show. I think it's on Thursdays.
It's Bamanuga Wings.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about they set up on 58.
Yeah, it's his truck and like several other trucks.
And that's on the weekends. Yeah, on 58.
They do it
on
the weekend.
It's on the weekends.
It's on Thursdays, I believe. I thought it was on Thursdays.
I said it's on the weekend. Call him. Reach out to him. Because somebody does a live. Shout out to Johnny Harrington. But he has done a couple of lives up there on the weekends, and that's why I've seen him there.
Oh, really?
But I think he's mostly posted up at the old Food City.
Food Trappers Union. Yeah.
But he's mostly set up right there at the old Food City on Lee Highway, on the side, on the Shalifer Road side.
Who is that?
He sent me to voicemail. I tried to call him.
Text him.
Yeah, we'll get that.
Yeah, we gotta get Swirl on here, man. That dude, I love him to death, man. I've known that dude since he was in like middle school or whatever, dog. Since he was a young stud, and he's been a live wire ever since day one. That's my dude, Nick Swirl. Yeah. So support local, man. Get out there. Quit driving past these places, man, and throwing your nose up. And not supporting and going to Atlanta, Nashville, Knoxville, Birmingham.
Yep. Shout out to Diamonds and Laces.
Oh, my God. support local. But again, business owners, local entrepreneurs, customer service goes a long way. Don't do the work to get the clientele. And then once you get to a point where you're making a little bit of money or whatever, turn your nose up and just start treating people like you want to. We get it. Sometimes you get those people in there that make it a little bit hard to appreciate running the business, but best foot forward always is the best measure. And you never know how it's going to come back and bless you in the other end of it. Shout out to all my local entrepreneurs.
Shout out. So, yeah, let's work on.
Okay. I'm trying to eat, too. I'm working the board. I'm eating. I feel like the Wizard of Oz up in here right now.
So you ain't like that guy from the Live It Sunday? You can't do two things at one time?
Stop, man. Stop. Hey, yo, get your mans. Get your mans. Get your mans.
Where we at this Sunday?
Live It? Stoneworks.
Talk to us about Live It, man.
Stoneworks.
Yeah, talk to us about the Live It Block series.
Well, come back to me where I can look it up.
Yeah,
I just show up to work. I don't really know. But yeah, just come back to me. I'll get back with y'all.
Well, any of our listeners that know a retired school teacher with the last name Miss Free, we've been looking for this lady because she is one of the reasons that we're here right now doing Sip and Chat, listening to her story and in the Woodmore bus crash that happened years ago. A horrible incident. Again, we understood how it affected the people that do what we do. But we did not really have any kind of grasp of how it affected the school teachers and the children from that point on moving forward. We would love to get her on our show. We would love to have a moment with her to share again those things that they endured during that horrible time for the city and for the school and for the families that were directly affected. And we would love to get her on Sip and Chat, man, to have a conversation and to get her to let her hair down. She was a live wire too.
She was wide open.
And tell her story. So if anyone knows Miss Free, please give her direction to Sip and Chat. Our email SIPPNCHATTANOOGA. That's sippinchattanooga@gmail.com.
And this has been another fun episode. And remember, practice what you preach, Carlos.
What?
Practice what you preach.
And what does that mean? Context. That means I need context.
We go into diamonds and laces.
No, we are not. No, we are not. No, out. Out. I'm out.
Support local.
No, we are not doing
we
that.
We are supporting local.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. Local hypocrite. Food trucks up and down Brandon Road, up and down 3rd Street.
Hypocrite.
Miller Plaza, when they have food truck, what was it? Food Truck Fridays, I believe.
That's where?
At Miller Plaza or Miller Park.
No, that's no.
They don't
no,
have
no,
that
no,
anymore?
No, that's at Eastgate.
Is it Eastgate?
And it's every, it's first the last, Friday. Is it, I think it's the last Friday.
Then guys, we're just only putting out bad
information. We are horrible right now.
I think it's the last Friday.
Food Truck Fridays, Google it on Facebook or
Kitchen Incubator.
Kitchen Incubator, go to their website. And look up when they have events going on. Go out and support some of these local entrepreneurs, man. Because for every food truck that you buy food from, that's one less person you got to worry about robbing you.
Get exactly. Exactly. That's why we need to get out and support Diamonds and Laces, because that'll be one
what
less
is
person
wrong with
robbing
you. Hey,
man, you said support local. Said support local.
Mm-mm.
Is Diamonds and Laces not a local?
You supporting herpes. No.
That's right. Because gingivitis and all that.
Oh, my goodness. HPV, all the things.
Oh, we don't want none of that. You know what? I ain't said nothing because I don't need nobody coming back soon with me. So his name is Damon. Damon Johnson.
I'm saying support.
Damon Johnson.
I'm trying to send some business. But anyways, man, fellas, it's been good. It's been real.
Is he going to give us the heads up on the 11th deal? Did you look it up?
He don't know.
Oh, he was trying to cut the show. So, I mean, we right at hour, but we know him to go an hour.
We got a couple minutes.
We'll go ahead. See what we got to deal with. And he was 35 minutes late.
Ladies and gentlemen,
go ahead.
Welcome to your FM dial. This is DJ Easy. Coming to you live.
You got it, Randy?
At Rise Radio Amplified. Creators of Color Podcast Network.
And shout out to Old Post Beverage.
Shout out to Old Post again, man. V Horn and all the crew out there, man. We appreciate you. Love you, brother. Looking forward to doing more work with you. I'm actually traveling with Old Post down to Atlanta on the 29th, I believe.
I thought it was this past Sunday.
No, it's this coming Monday. 29th.
Okay, so I thought he was talking about this past Sunday.
Thank you for passing that up. I'll be accompanying him and his crew or whatever down to Atlanta for the some sort of event, tasting event. I think they're going to be introducing new.
I thought we were supposed to be going.
He only had so many tickets.
Like as a unit.
He only had so many tickets.
How you get in on it without?
Because I thought it was just
because I'm a nice guy. No. Let me answer that. Because I'm a nice guy, Randy.
Yeah.
People like me.
Okay.
They know that in public, I know how to act and I know how to treat people. When I'm out and about.
No.
They know.
That must be when you at work.
They know that I am respectable. I am a pillar in my community.
And on the next.
Old Post Beverage. Address, 3472 Battlefield Parkway, Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia. So go check them out. Tell them that Sip and Chat sent you.
Mm-hmm.
And let me hit you with the Rise of Chattanooga.
Let's go.
It's the Levitt Block Music Series continues. Join us Sunday, September 24th for our fourth installment of our free, family-friendly concert series, bringing high-quality live music to
neighborhoods. Whoa, when?
September 28th. It's every Sunday.
You said 24th.
September 28th for our fourth installment of our free, family-friendly concert series, bringing high-quality live music to neighborhoods across the city. No tickets, no barriers, just music.
I like that.
And it's going to be at Stoveworks, 1250 East 13th Street, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37408. Opening performances will be Erica Roberts, Marcus Ellsworth, and Kendall Jones. Headline performance, acclaimed jazz artist and keyboardist, Tabor Gable. Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Good job.
So that's this upcoming Sunday, September 28th.
What's the times?
3 p.m. to 5:30, 6 o'clock.
All right.
Good, man. A couple hours. Good deal.
There are things going on in Chattanooga, man.
And I'm going to need you to be on time next time and have that information ready.
Oh, my God.
We're working.
All right.
I had stuff I had to bring.
So
you did a good job, buddy.
Can we close it out now?
We can.
By all means, concert. Don't forget to follow Sip and Chat on Instagram, SIPPNCHATT.
That's it.
Two P's, two T's on IG. We have the website up and going where you can listen to the latest three episodes that we published. SipandChat.com, SIPPNCHATT.com.
Why is it the latest three episodes and not all the episodes?
Let me talk to the IT guy and we'll get your answer on that.
No, I mean, that's what you said. I mean, I can get all 12 of them.
On the website?
Oh, on the website.
On the website, you get the latest three.
But you didn't mention.
Now, when you go to the streaming services, Apple, Amazon, Audible, and all the rest of them, you get all 12.
Really?
Well, yes.
Really?
You get all 12.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Okay, because I didn't really think you were going to mention that.
RSS, Apple, Spotify, which Spotify is where we started, Pandora, iHeart, any of the major streaming services, Apple.
Let's go.
Any of our major streaming services or whatever, you can find Sip and Chat. Look for the Big Sipper. We thank you for your support, man.
And again, thank you to Rise Radio.
Thank you to Rise
Amplify
Radio.
Amplify Creatives of Color Podcast.
And Sartorius. Yeah, shout out. So until the next time, we'll catch you in a few weeks. Sip and Chat out. Chat, we love you.
Ben.
Sip and Chat later.